Hey guys, welcome to The Adapt Effect. This is a podcast designed to give you an approachable take to help you grow in all things health, wellness, and fitness. I'm your host, Amber Dupree, and you are now listening to episode 14. On today's episode, we're going to talk all about barbell versus dumbbell training, which one is better, which one you should definitely be implementing in your workout routine, should you be implementing both, what are the benefits, what does it mean? Okay guys, so barbell versus dumbbell training. Which one is better for strength and muscle growth? Which one is better for stability, coordination, all those good things? That's what we're going to be diving into today. And I'm super excited about this episode because when I did the poll on my story, it was one of the ones that was more highly requested. So hopefully this will give you guys a couple tools, tricks in your tool bag to get started and to learn more about the different types of training, okay? So let's jump right on in it. First of all, I want to say training with free weights is 100% the most effective way to build both muscle and strength, okay? Now, one thing I want to point out is that when people say free weights, generally they're referring to both barbell and dumbbell exercises, okay? So this would be whatever you're doing, like an overhead press with a barbell or dumbbell, or a squat with a barbell or dumbbell, or lunges with a barbell or dumbbell, or a chest press with those things. What free weights does not include is machines. Okay, so I just kind of wanted to set that bar right off the top. And that's basically what we're talking about when we talk about free weights. And then obviously we're going to dive into barbells versus dumbbells. But yeah, overall, free weights, when we talk about that term, that is going to be the best way to build strength, to build muscle, for coordination, for stability, for so many reasons. Basically, free weights are always going to trump machines, okay? Now, so which one is better, dumbbells or barbells? Well, let's jump right on into it. There's a few points I'm going to start pointing out. And this is actually a really big debate, so I'm happy that I'm doing a podcast on it because it's something that a lot of you guys kind of have good sides to both debate. So we're going to go through each of those points. We're going to see if one is better or if they should both be kind of in your training program, okay? So the first point I want to really touch on is range of motion, okay? So range of motion is one of the most important factors when it comes to bodybuilding, when it comes to overall weight training. And basically what range of motion means, guys, is it's just the total distance that the weight travels from the starting to finishing points, okay? So it's just the distance the barbell, the dumbbells travel from the time you begin the motion to the time you end the motion, okay? So now, in the old days, it was definitely said that the range of motion should be 90 degrees for exercises. So these are things like bench press, shoulder press, dips, squats. It was said that, you know, your elbows and your knees should always go into a 90 degree range of motion. However, today we know that this is not the case. We know that training in a full range of motion, so going as deep as far as your body will not only keep you more injury free, but it's also going to be a lot more effective in terms of building size and strength, right? So by cutting the range of motion short, you're eliminating part of that negative, and that means you're going to essentially get less of a stretch, and then that's going to lead to less micro damage, and then that's going to lead to less results. So basically, going through the full range of motion allows you to recruit more muscles. It's going to allow you to tear more muscles, and then obviously once you tear more muscles, guys, you have to rebuild and repair, and that's how you grow, right? So going through the full range of motion, again, just to kind of recap that, is going to allow you to recruit more muscles, and it's going to actually lead to less injury, because you have to think of it this way, guys. So as far as injuries are concerned, training to 90 degrees can be very actually dangerous, because think about it. Someday, somehow, some way, your body is going to need to move in a natural position, and it's going to be outside of that 90 degree range of motion. And this could be on accident or it could be on purpose, right? But that's when that injury will happen, because your joints, they just weren't, you know, accustomed to moving with that range of motion with that much stress or load. So say you're playing like a sport or something and you have to go down really deep to hit the volleyball, you know, that if your body's not used to going through that stretch, through that range of motion, that's how injuries happen. So whenever you're training, guys, you have to be training just as you would be living, essentially. So if you're an athlete, you need to be training the way you move naturally on the field or the court. Or if you are just training for, you know, functionality, you need to be training for full range of motion. How many times do you bend over all the way to pick something up? You don't stop halfway to bend over. Or how many times do you, you know, have to get something out of the stove and go into a full squat to get it? Or stuff like that. So you should be training in a more range of and full range of motion. It's going to allow you to have less injuries, and it's also going to allow you to recruit more muscles. So basically, any range of motion that you're not training in, that's the range of motion that you're going to be weak at, and that's something you're going to want to avoid whenever you're out on like your daily life, right? So by default, barbells are going to allow for less range of motion, because the actual axis of the barbell is going to get in the way, right? So dumbbells, on the other hand, they're obviously not connected, and that's going to allow you for a much deeper stretch and a contraction with most exercises. So for example, let's just take the bench press, right? Dumbbells will not only guarantee a deeper range of motion on the way down, but you can also bring the dumbbells up together at the top, which is going to give you a better contraction due to the adduction of your arms. So basically, you can come all the way through and squeeze your arms together and squeeze your chest at the top of the motion. So it's going to give you a better contraction as well. So in terms of the first point, range of motion, I would say dumbbells are definitely a better way to train. So we'll just give dumbbells a point on that one. Barbell, again, is not a horrible way to train. I would prefer you using barbell for free weights as opposed to using a machine to do range of motion. However, out of all three, dumbbells are definitely going to be the best and most beneficial for you guys, okay? All right, so the second point I wanted to touch on was your maximum weight, right? So this is going to be your one rep max. And basically, what a one rep max is, guys, for those of you who are like tuning in and maybe not be familiar with that term, it means how much weight you can perform with a one rep, so one repetition, and that's going to be your max of it, right? So a lot of times people don't train at their full one rep max just because it's something you only need to test every now and then. Most people train anywhere from like 50 to 80% of their one rep max. But in terms of, if say you do want to test out your maximum weight, your one rep max, right? It's statistically proven, actually, that you're about 20% stronger using barbells for this for any exercise. So whether it's, you know, your squat, your bench, your deadlift, you're going to be about 20% stronger if you use a barbell. So in terms of maximum weight and one rep max, it's the point would obviously go to a barbell. So why is a barbell better at testing your one rep max? Like, what's the, you know, foundation behind that argument? Well, guys, it's easier. Like, that's really what it comes down to, is most of you guys are going to find it easier to progress with barbells rather than dumbbells. And that's just, I mean, I feel like that's just kind of common sense, because barbells allow you to lift heavier weights because you don't have to worry about stabilizing the weight, and you're practically using two hands to move one weight, right? So with dumbbells, there's a lot of stabilization that comes into play. You have to be equally as strong on both sides of your body. And as we know, we have a lot of muscular imbalances. So a lot of us use one side of our body more than we use the other side. So this is why using two hands to lift one weight is going to, of course, make you stronger, right? So muscle gain is closely related to strength gain. And the stronger you get on an exercise, the faster your muscles will have to adapt. And that's going to force them to get bigger as well. So if you want to train to get like massive and you don't particularly care about like muscular imbalances and stabilization, then sure, go ahead and choose a barbell. That's going to get you stronger at a faster rate. So in terms of, you know, overall one rep max and maximum weight and building the most strength and muscle, the point is going to go to a barbell. All right. So the third thing is going to be weight stabilization. Strong lifters, I just want to say this, strong lifters overall are always going to be more stable. Joint stability is very, very, very important when it comes to preventing serious injuries. And this is something that's often overlooked in the gym. So a lot of people just focus on muscle growth and strength. They're neglecting stabilization, and then they wonder why they get injured, right? So if you've ever trained with dumbbells, if you've never trained with dumbbells and you try to do like a set of, I don't know, a bench press with a pair of dumbbells, you're going to see that you're shaking and, you know, you're really struggling. You're not going to be able to, do half the amount of weight or reps that you would have been able to do with a barbell. And this is just because moving two weights through space is a lot harder than moving one weight through space. It requires focus, it requires coordination, it requires stabilization. So there's just a lot more going on when you're trying to move two weights through space than one. But this is going to enable you to work those smaller stabilizing muscles too, that kind of keep your joints balanced and injury free. So stabilization-wise, barbells are still better than machines, but you honestly just can't compare a dumbbell to a barbell in terms of stabilization. For this point in the episode, dumbbells absolutely take it over. There's no comparison. Like I said, barbells are still going to be better than machines. I really hate machines, but in terms of stabilization, weight stabilization, dumbbells are a better choice than barbells. Now let's move on to the fourth point, which is going to be explosiveness. Okay. So you'll find that some exercises, you just can't perform them well with dumbbells. And that's because they require a certain explosiveness that really can't be attained through using dumbbells, if we're being honest. So these exercises are power clean, snatches. And honestly, I've found with my clients, even deadlifts and squats. Now, one thing I do want to point out is that it is possible to perform dumbbells and squats with dumbbells, but it's just awkward. And that's just the truth of the matter. So say you want to squat 400 pounds, right? That would require you to pick up a 200-pound dumbbell, put it, hold it in one hand, rest it on your shoulder or wherever you rest it, and then do it again. You're wasting so much energy just getting into position with two massive dumbbells to where you could have already done your one rep max or your set using a barbell loaded on your back, right? So it's less energy produced to get set up. This is why if you're going heavy, or even like, and you're trying to like really produce that explosive force, this is still holds true for deadlifts. Now, can you deadlift and can you squat using dumbbells? Absolutely. But you're not going to be able to produce that much explosive force, or honestly, you're not going to be able to handle any considerable heavy amounts of weight, right? So in terms of explosiveness, I'm going to give the point to barbells because it just makes more sense. It's more reasonable, and you're going to be able to build that explosiveness better, right? So my fifth point is going to be to, this is one I'm really, really, really big on. This is like my big thing. If you know me, my clients can attest to this, is correcting or preventing imbalances. So I think every trainer has like a niche or something they focus on. Some of them, maybe it's like athletic performance. Others, maybe it's like weight loss or something like that. For me, it's 100% to correct or prevent imbalances. Like, I think that a lot of people are in the gym messing their bodies up. I think that a lot of people are in the gym working against their bodies. I think that a lot of people lift for a couple years and then find that they can't weight train anymore. And I think that weight training gets a really bad reputation because people just aren't either doing the movements with good form, or they're doing the movements past the range of motion their body will allow. So correcting and preventing imbalances. People usually blame barbells for muscle imbalances and suggest dumbbell training as kind of like this magic solution. But honestly, this is not necessarily the case. I just want to point out that you can correct your imbalances using dumbbells. So a lot of people think that, or I mean using barbells. So a lot of people think that, you know, oh, if you want to correct your muscular imbalances, you have to use dumbbells. That's not true. But dumbbells will make it easier to correct those muscular imbalances, but it can still be done in your training using barbells. But to be fair, it's definitely easier to develop muscle imbalances using barbells than dumbbells. So dumbbells by nature are going to force you to use both sides of your body equally. So in other words, basically, you know, one arm can clearly push a certain amount of weight, and maybe the other arm can't push that same amount of weight. So it's going to make you be real with yourself, because you're going to look dumb as hell if you're, let's take an overhead press. You're going to look really stupid if you're overhead pressing, let's say your right side is your strong side, you know, 50 pounds on your right side and then 40 pounds on your left side. You're not going to do that. You're going to choose two dumbbells with the weight that you can move through space equally and not, you know, overdo it or not hurt yourself, or maybe you have a spot or whatever the case, but both sides of your body are going to be working equally as hard pushing this weight through space. So with that being said, obviously you're not going to be creating muscular imbalances if you're using two of the same exact weights to do these exercises, right? So dumbbells by nature, they're going to force you to use both sides equally. And most of us as humans, we already have a naturally stronger side. So this is why I do suggest dumbbell training when it comes to correcting or preventing imbalances, especially for preventing imbalances. But with barbells, it is possible for one side to dominate over the other. And so basically what happens, let's take a bench press, right? So say your left side is stronger than your right side. If you're doing, 15 repetitions, your right side, if it's weaker, is going to fatigue much quicker, right? So now this makes your left side to be doing, maybe 3/4 of the work or more than half of the work. And that's just going to keep promoting your left side to get stronger and stronger and stronger, and maybe not helping your right side as much, right? So for this one, I would say, So in terms of correcting or preventing imbalances, we're definitely going to give the point to dumbbells. I just don't want anyone on here to think, oh, she's wrong. You can still create, fix and, prevent muscular imbalances using a barbell. You can, but you have to be very self-aware of your training. And honestly, it's just a lot harder. So that's why we're going to give the point to dumbbells. Okay. So point number six I wanted to make was the main, which one is easier on the joints? So out of barbells or dumbbells, which one is easier on the joints? Guys, the main reason free weights, and like we learned earlier in this episode, but the main reason free weights are preferred over machines is because machines put you in this, this fixed range of motion, right? So that if a machine is forcing your body to go through a range of motion that is not natural to your body, you're asking for an injury, honestly. You should never force your joints to move in an unnatural or forced way. Honestly, it's just a huge recipe for disaster. But now barbells are generally better than machines in this regard, but they still don't allow you to move each side individually and independently of each other. So basically, guys, your body can't make tiny adjustments. It may need to be making and to be able to go through the movement as natural as possible and as comfortable and safe for your body as possible. So if you have any type of like joint mobility issues or recent injuries, dumbbells are definitely superior and they are the key to injury prevention. So this is why I'm going to give this point again to dumbbells, because like I said, my biggest thing is I think corrective exercise and implementing corrective exercise with strength training. So for that point, for that reason, I'm going to give this point to dumbbells. I definitely think that they're easier on the joints. They allow your body to go through a natural range of motion for you. If we're taking all three into consideration again, so for, let's say we're talking about dumbbells, machines and barbells, machines are always going to be the worst to use, right? For stabilization, for strength, for growth, for taking your body through a natural range of motion, for what's easier on the joints, machines are always going to be last in my professional opinion. And then for making what's easier on the joints, dumbbells are going to be better than barbells for this one as well. So this kind of ties into what gives you a less chance of injury. I kind of just touched on it with the point before this, but honestly, guys, everything in life can be dangerous if it's not done properly. And sometimes even doing things properly can put you at risk, right? So squatting full range of motion, even if it's proper for your body and your biomechanics, you can still injure yourself. So I'm not saying that. But there is a smart way to train in the gym. And especially if you're trying to have a less chance of injury, I'm going to give this point to dumbbells as well. Basically, because dumbbells, they're just safer for beginners. Beginners, oftentimes, they're handling like relatively lighter weights. And when they get stuck, they can easily drop the dumbbells to the ground. So that's something you can't necessarily do with a barbell, right? So let's take a bench press, right? Imagine getting stuck under a barbell. That can get really dangerous really fast. especially when there's like nobody around to help you. So say you don't have a spotter and you get stuck underneath a bench, like a bench press, you're asking to injure yourself, as opposed to if you're just bench pressing with dumbbells, you realize that shit gets heavy, you can let that shit fall to the side. You know what I'm saying? But barbells, on the other hand, are probably safer for advanced lifters because handling heavier weights is arguably safer done with barbells. So trying to get 150 pound dumbbells in the position for a press is not practical, and it's honestly dangerous. So for more advanced lifters, say you're trying to do an overhead press, right? If you're trying to get a dumbbell from your thigh to your shoulder in order to prop it up for an overhead press, that is a lot harder to do, and you're putting yourself at a much higher risk of injury as opposed to just doing a seated military press with the barbell, because the barbell is already set up in motion for you. It's already ready to go, right? But excuse me, for this, I'm definitely going to say the last point for less chance of injury, it depends on where you're at for your fitness level. If you're a beginner, I'm going to give the point to a dumbbell. If you're an advanced lifter and that's pushing a lot of weight, I'm going to give the point to a barbell. So it truly just depends on where you're at and where your fitness journey is at, right? So I'm sure a lot of you guys were expecting like a straight answer, but that's definitely not what you're going to get. Dumbbells versus barbells is very, very, very complicated. And so saying one is better than the other honestly just doesn't make sense. So I would say the correct answer is to use a mix of both. And that's going to give you like that ideal and the optimal training program that's for muscle building and strength. But it also allows you to prevent injuries and correct any muscular imbalances you have. So definitely start implementing both, you know, barbells for your one rep max, and then dumbbell training for, you know, injury prevention if you're a beginner, or dumbbells for muscular imbalances. You know what I mean? So definitely use both in your training program. And that is really all I have to say about that. So a lot of people stick to one because they stick to what they're comfortable with, and that's a huge mistake in my opinion. I think that, excuse me, I'm going to grab water actually. Guys, every time I record these podcasts, my throat like dries up and then I cough and then I like can't breathe. So I'm so sorry, excuse me. All right. But back to what I was saying, back to the podcast. I think that a lot of people stick to what they know, and a lot of people stick to either barbell or dumbbell training. And honestly, guys, this I think is where people start messing up with their training because they're not stepping out of their comfort zone. So with dumbbells, again, that's going to allow you to have a lot more stabilization within your muscles. That's going to allow you to recruit those smaller muscles that probably aren't getting activated by using machines or barbells. And then by using barbells, you're able to, you know, really go for that one rep max. You're able to push a little bit more weight. You're able to have better muscle growth and muscle strength. So I do think, once again, both need to be implemented into your training routine. But what's even more important than that, guys, is push yourself with anything, right? So if you have been using barbells and you're sticking to like your traditional workouts, so take like a squat, you know, a deadlift and a bench. And if you're sticking to those three movements and you're only doing barbell training, switch it up. Try to do some of those three, try to do those same three movements and try to do them with dumbbells. See how much your body struggles, right? See how much your core develops between that as well. Because another thing is, if you're using dumbbells, you have that beautiful choice to do, you know, one-sided training, guys. So say, you know, you're doing a Bulgarian split squat, right? So if you're, let's say your left leg is back and it's propped up on whatever's behind you. So that would mean your right foot is down. And so that would mean your right foot is going through the full range of, or your right leg is going through the full range of motion. And that's the one that has the load, right? So imagine if you put a dumbbell in your left hand. this is going to do a lot, guys. This is going to activate your core twice as much as it ever would by using a barbell. This is going to allow you to kind of keep your hips more centered. It's going to have that opposing force. And this is a natural way to train. So think of it like this. When you're walking, right, your arms are going and your feet are going as well. So you're kind of going in this like different multi-plane. Your body is like a multi-plane functional unit, right? So you have to be training that way. A lot of us, we train with barbells and we're never training the way we actually live. So we're never, you know, going through the ranges of motion that we actually do in our everyday life. And this is obviously what I touched on in the beginning of the episode, but it is a very valid point. It's something that we need to start really implementing in our training. Our training should mimic the way we live. So even let's take a single leg Romanian deadlift, right? So let's say your left leg is propped back, right? And now your right leg is the one doing the work, the load. So if the dumbbell is in your left arm, imagine how functional that is, right? So like I was just using in the other episode, on the other exercise, or example, we walk with our left hand goes forward, and then what? Our right leg goes back. So we need to be training in this like dimension that we live, because that's going to give us less chance of injury by performing our everyday tasks. So this is why, if I had to choose one or the other, dumbbell training is my favorite, mainly because I don't really need to test my one rep max, you know, often. And if I do, I'm probably gaining as much strength with a dumbbell if my programming is up to par, right? So now, does this mean barbells should never be used? Absolutely not. But guys, I don't bench press at all, right? Like I never bench press. It's just not something I enjoy or really feel the need to do. Now, with my programming, I'm still building my chest, right? So I'll never forget this. My general manager one day was like betting me I couldn't bench press 135 pounds because he knows I just never bench press. And I knew I could because I know my chest is strong because I still have it in my programming to build my chest. So I warmed up and then got underneath the bar and I did it like butter. You know what I mean? And this is because you have to have your programming up to par. And a lot of that is using those small muscles that never fire. That way, when you do go to do an Olympic lift like that, you're in good hands. You know what I mean? So sorry, I couldn't give you guys a straight answer. I would say use both of them in your training. It's going to benefit you far, far more than sticking to one or the other. From a corrective exercise point, I would say use dumbbells. For an overall strength point, I would say stick to barbells, but I would definitely say, of course, implement both of them in your training. That way you can switch it up and your body doesn't adapt to whatever it is that you're doing, right? So guys, that pretty much sums up the show. I want to give a huge thank you to all of you that took the time out of your day to learn, grow, and adapt with me. If you like what I'm saying, guys, please, 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 please go ahead and rate and subscribe. Leave me a review. For more of me, go ahead and follow me on my personal Instagram at amber.dupree, D-U-P-R-E-E. This is just honestly where I post daily workouts, health and fitness tips, and I really just express myself. Guys, I'm sorry for having like a choking episode in the middle of that. My bad. I'll try to keep water on me next time. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and hit me in the direct messages on Instagram. And I'll be more than happy to help you guys figure out what training style works best for you, or really just answer any questions you might have. Okay, I hope you guys have a great day. Next time.